I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Charlie, and Charlie is a patient with chronic anemia who is participating in a physical therapy program. Which of the following signs should the physical therapist monitor for during exercise? So we have A, sudden increase in blood pressure, B, excessive sweating, C, tachycardia and dyspnea on exertion, D, hyperactivity. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. We got a shorter one today, so we should be able to knock this one down pretty quickly. It comes in with a concept that I've struggled with a bit before called anemia and how that impacts the body. Anemia can impact a bunch of different types of systems. It can impact musculoskeletal, neurological. It can impact integument, cardiovascular, so a bunch of different areas. And so in this question, we're going to break this puppy down. We're going to arrive at that final answer with confidence, and then we'll recap. Sounds good? All right. Let's go ahead and knock this question down. It says, Charlie is a patient who presents with chronic anemia and is participating in a physical therapy program. Let's go ahead and stop there. What is the key pieces of information that you heard in this first sentence? You should be saying chronic anemia. All right. Very important that we sit down, make sure that we understand what this is to the best of our knowledge, right? So when we hear chronic, we know that this has been going on for a prolonged period of time. Don't overcomplicate this. We got this. All right. And then we have anemia, which is known as a sustained deficiency in the number of red blood cells or the quantity of hemoglobin in the blood. All right, so if you go into the text, that's really what you're gonna see, this deficiency in the number of red blood cells or the quantity of hemoglobin in the blood. So let that digest for a minute. This is important because we need to first, before we even go down this question any further, we need to understand what does it mean for somebody to have anemia? I gave you the definition, but overall, like, what does that really mean to us? And so this is what I want you to remember. And if you get an opportunity, you really want to take notes on this. Anemia is a condition that is going to result in decreased oxygen delivery to the body's tissues. And now this could lead to all various types of signs and symptoms and complications. That's what I was telling you before. All right. So that's what I want you to take away. It's super important. So we have a chronic condition. It's prolonged, it's sustained, where the person has decreased oxygen delivery to the body's tissues. That's what we need to remember as we progress down the question. Now, the last sentence of the question, here the question stem, it says, which of the following signs should the therapist monitor for during exercise? So it's specifically giving us a time frame in which to look for these signs. All right. So which of the following signs should the therapist monitor for during exercise? Okay. So let's go down to the answer choices again for those of you on the podcast. So we have A, sudden increase in blood pressure, B, excessive sweating, C, tachycardia and dyspnea on exertion, D, hyperactivity. What answer do you got? Lay it on down right now. We got this. Okay. Now, keep in mind, as we go back through these answer choices, remember the question, it did say, which of the following signs should the therapist monitor for during exercise? It didn't say at rest. It didn't say watching Judge Judy. It said during exercise. So keep that in mind. So A says sudden increase in blood pressure. All right, so let's talk about this. You got this patient coming in. They're participating in a PT program. They have chronic anemia, decreased oxygen delivery to the body's tissues. Which of the following signs would we expect to see if the person was exercising? Sudden increase in blood pressure. What do you think about that? So we have quite a few people that selected this answer. And I would say, it's important for the physical therapist to monitor blood pressure. You know, if your person's exercising, especially if they have any type of condition that impacts the cardiovascular system, definitely monitor, blood pressure. Now, a sudden increase in blood pressure is not specifically associated with chronic anemia during exercise. Like, that's not the first thing I'm thinking of. I'm not necessarily worried about this person having this huge spike in blood pressure because of chronic anemia. That's not really what's popping up. Now, could this happen? Yeah. But is that the best answer? Probably not. So I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to this one for now. Let's see if we have a better answer here. B says excessive sweating. Some people selected this one. Let's go through it. Now, I typically in the past would have liked to select this answer or selected it because I'm thinking of, okay, a person with anemia is likely fatigued a lot. They aren't in shape. I'm making all the assumptions, right? And so that's going to cause them to work harder, and now they're going to start excessively sweating. You see how I'm like logically processing through that? And even if you're like, no, that's not right, you likely can see how I can justify selecting this answer. Now, excessive sweating can occur in a patient with chronic anemia. It could. But when I'm really thinking about this, this is not a specific indicator that the person had chronic anemia. This isn't something I'm specifically monitoring in a patient with chronic anemia. And so I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to this one. Again, not likely and not specific to chronic anemia. Let's go to C. So C says tachycardia and dyspnea on exertion. So for those of you unfamiliar with that terminology, dyspnea, that is going to be shortness of breath and an on exertion. So it says tachycardia, which is increased heart rate and shortness of breath on exertion. Is that what we expect to see? I like this one. And here's the reason why. Look at the definition of anemia, right? And what we really said, we said it comes down to a decreased oxygenation of the body's tissues, right? Because of the lack of red blood cells or the decreased amount of hemoglobin. So the body's tissues are not getting oxygenated well. Well, guess what? When a person is exercising, if body tissues are not getting oxygenated, it sends signals to the cardiovascular system that, hey, we need to get some more blood going around this thing. We need to get some more oxygenation. And so what will happen is your heart will now start to beat faster in order to start sending more blood, AKA more oxygenation to those tissues. So tachycardia, yes, is something I expect to see. Same thing here. It says shortness of breath on exertion. I expect to see that as well. The person's likely to get a lot more fatigued because of the lack of red blood cells or oxygenation of the body's tissues. So guess what? Shortness of breath on exertion, yes, I expect to see it, and I better be monitoring that in this patient. And the other thing is heart rate. Got to keep that also monitored. So I really like C. It fits in with chronic anemia. Let's hold on to that answer. Hold on a minute. We're not done. Let's take a look at D because some people selected this one. Okay, so let's take a look. Hyperactivity. Okay, what do you think about that one? You like it? Go ahead and yell out yes. You don't like it? Yell out no. Okay, so as I'm thinking about it, this isn't really a relevant symptom to monitor in a patient with chronic anemia. Hyperactivity, I'm like, I don't see what that really has to do with that definition and the situation that I had talked to you about before. So hyperactivity, no, I don't really like that answer. Again, I feel like it just doesn't fit. Now, what I see in my students who go through a question like this or see something similar on the MPTE is sometimes we skip over really quickly some very important keywords in the question. Here, it was chronic anemia that was super important for us to really understand what that meant and how it applied to exercise. If your brain generalized that term or distorted that term, gave you this misunderstanding, then it's easy for us to go with answers like A, sudden increase in blood pressure, or D, hyperactivity. So if you're somebody that selected A or D, there is a reason for it. You are still smart. You're intelligent. The thing is, sometimes your brain, when reading or even listening to a question like this, your brain can distort the information. Or maybe it's just the fact that we haven't seen this word anemia in a while, and we're not able to recall that information fast enough for us to get down to a confident, correct answer. If any of that sounds like you, or if you're just having difficulty really narrowing down that final answer and being confident with it, this is all stuff that's solvable and can be fixed with just understanding why the test maker is asking what they're asking and what specifically are they looking for. All right. So if you need help with that, please join us over in our free private Facebook group. We're going over some major test-taking stuff each week inside of there on Monday nights. I would love the opportunity to meet you and also the opportunity to give you these top tips and tricks. So join us over there, www.mptegroup.com. And for those of you who are looking for cheat sheets, I am in the process of creating new ones to go with every single one of the episodes that I'm doing in the future. So please join me over at www.mptecheatsheets.com. You can get free cheat sheets and then have the opportunity to get my entire vault. All right. So go on over there, grab that. If you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.